When I left school just after the war, they just brought in those clever American things called aptitude tests. You know the kind. If you had a choice between being a tinker, a tailor, or a steamroller driver, and your father was an Irish boilermaker, how much is a yard of sausages? Well, they added up my score and told me I had an aptitude for simple manual labour, that I should do the sort of job that involved travel. Nice. I've been travelling ever since. Some places are nice. Most of them are downright nasty.
You'll need to wrap up warm, old chap. They say it's one of the coldest places in the world. Adam? Adam, you're not paying attention.
I'm pretending you're not there.
Oh, come along. It's not as bad as that.
It couldn't be much worse.
I mean, the job itself is easy enough. The journey might be a trifle uncomfortable.
Blimey.
But it's the in place. It really is. Dozens of very nice people do the trip for the fun of it. It costs them thousands. Think, you're getting the whole deal for nothing, getting paid, in fact.
Viv, old son, the one trip that I wouldn't break a neck to sign on for is a long train trip. And this one's the bleating end.
A friend of mine did it last year. He said the Trans-Siberian Railway was fascinating. Quite fascinating.
My name's Adam Kane, Kane, Kane.
Springbok Radio presents Adam Kane.
The Iron Road. Why, Viv? Why not any old courier?
Well, you know what they're like, the ministry. They consider the undertaking to be vital, most urgent.
They always do.
Well, perhaps then this one's more than most urgent. They practically made poor Devney sign a guarantee that we won't fail.
It's a bit dicey from the start.
I couldn't agree. Not your bit of it, sir. Of course. It couldn't be simpler.
You've said that before.
Well, it's true. The agent takes the pictures, makes all the notes. He passes them to you and you take them all the way to Sovietska and catch a steamer for Japan. Practically a holiday.
You don't think the Russians will be a bit tussy about someone taking photographs of their strongholds on the Chinese border?
That part of it doesn't concern you, Adam. We've entrusted all that to a highly trained man who knows exactly what he's about. Naturally, he'll be under suspicion and probably in extreme danger. That's why he must pass the information to a reliable courier. And who more reliable than you?
How kind.
Joke if you must, Adam. But Devenish told me in the utmost confidence that the minister positively glowed when he was told that you would be the courier. Positively glowed.
He's the bloke I see about a raise, then.
Adam.
You sure there's something exciting enough out there to photograph?
We're pretty sure there is. The American spy plane picked up a lot more radiation than normal near Irkutsk. That's on the shores of Lake Baikal. You know where that is?
No, but you're going to tell me.
Baikal is about halfway along from Moscow and Vladivostok. Of course, you won't be going to Vladivostok. It's a naval base. They don't let foreigners anywhere near. You hop off the train at Savetskaya, less than 100 miles from Japan. Couldn't be simpler.
Can you get on with it?
I think the whole trip is fascinating. In fact, I envy you the journey.
I'll pop over to Tom Cook's and get you a ticket.
Anyway, the thing about Lake Baikal is this. It's right on the northern Chinese border. Manchuria, actually.
And you think the Russians are setting up missile bases?
We don't know what they're setting up, lad. That's what you're going to tell us.
Lovely. And I don't know who the other agent is, in case I compromise him. But he knows who I am. Not fair, is it?
Nothing to do with fairness at all. It's the most secure way to run the operation.
According to the Chapter 17 of Spying for Boys, the large type edition.
Devenish planned the whole thing. It's a major operation.
You've forgotten one thing.
I doubt it.
You bleed my lav. Half the KGB have seen me. You'll see my mugshot on the files. That's not very secure, is it?
With me and stay attention.
Can't we go inside or something? I can't take this much longer.
We will go inside when we have completed the survey and not before. Surely you are not discommoded by this brisk spring weather?
I'm perishing, mate. I've never been so flipping cold in my life.
Cold? This? My friend, I was born in Siberia. This is not cold. Believe me, it is not cold. must see the winter through in Irkutsk when the pine trees explode with the sap freezing in the trunk. Dead, it is called.
Yeah, it must be lovely. We've seen all this. There's nothing more to see.
Perhaps I wanted you to see the situation of the missile emplacement. Now we can go indoors.
Lovely!
Doctor, hurry, man, move swiftly. It will pound the blood through your veins. Straight to the stove. You are foolish, man. You will make yourself very ill. The body is not built to withstand such extremes of temperature.
Speak for your body, mate. Mine's feeling a lot better already.
What do you think of the missile site?
Looks all right.
And the security?
Now, that's another story. Here, where'd you keep the coal? This bleeding thing's going out.
It is a wood-burning stove. In Russia, coal is conserved for the power station.
So where's the bleeding wood?
It appears to be finished. I must ask Ivan to cut us more in the morning.
Oh, it's going to be a lovely
night. The security of the missile site, Mr. Miles, that is in question.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have to build it right next to the railway line, then, did you?
Unfortunately, there was no other place. That was where it had to be situated. I realize that it is dangerous. Once a week, the Trans-Siberian train passes very close. But we have disguised the site. It looks like a factory.
To a couple of tourists, yeah. What happens when the CIA or the DI6 send a bloke past with a camera? Here, see what it is?
Just so. We expect an agent very soon. This week's train, in fact. If you discourage him, rather permanently, it will probably put an end to spying for the time being.
Maybe, if I find him.
If? It will be your express task to find him, Mr. Miles. I am presuming that he will be an English or American tourist, and for that reason you have been chosen. You will board the train at Novosibirsk. It should give you enough time to find the spy before the train reaches Irkutsk.
Yeah, it shouldn't be too hard. Here, do you want me to do him in?
It will be a lot cheaper than rebuilding the Trans-Siberian Railway.
I shouldn't have brought it up. I could see he'd been waiting for me to bring it up. It was the little gilt-edged trump card he'd been hiding up his jumper from the beginning. Of course, the KGB knew what I looked like, and of course they thought about it. Which was why I spent 2.5 hours in the clutches of a weedy little expert in disguises.
Come. Yes? Can I help you?
Yeah, you can call off this old nasty caper.
Adam?
No, it's Great Aunt Maud. And you can stop that to start us.
Oh, dear. I'm so very sorry. It's remarkable. Astounding. Dear me, what you look like.
I know what I look like. The little queen in disguises at a mirror.
At least you can't complain now. If I can't recognize you, the KGB haven't a hope. Hair! What would you call it? Copper?
So very much. He called it antique bronze.
Oh, by the way, I've got all your tickets and papers and things. You'll need a new set of photographs for your passport, of course. And here's your ticket for the Trans-Siberian. It leaves Moscow on Friday morning.
The Trans-Siberian leaves Moscow's Great Eastern Station at 9 o'clock every Friday morning. It reaches its destination at Sovietskaya on the Sea of Okhotsk, north of the Japanese island of Hokkaido, 14 freezing days later. The in-tourist pamphlet was full of interesting surprises like that. So was my compartment.
Oh!
I'm sorry, I thought this was my compartment.
What number did you want?
Well, I don't know, I can't read this Russian. It looks like this number.
Well, let me see.
Yeah.
Yes, this is your compartment.
You're just visiting then, are you?
No, this is my compartment as well. We're all in here.
Oh.
It's common practice to mix the sexes on Russian trains.
Well, then, maybe they ain't so bad after all.
My name's Gillian Akert. I'm going all the way to Sovietskaya.
Oh, so am I. Since there's just you and me for 14 days, love, I might as well...
And this gentleman is the other passenger in here.
Eh?
Markham. Wendell Markham.
Yeah. I thought it was too good to be true. My name's Andrew Kramer. You can call me Andy.
What is your reason for taking the Trans-Siberian, Mr. Kramer? Mr. Kramer?
What?
I said, why are you taking this trip?
Oh, interest, I suppose. I've been around. This is one thing I haven't done. It seemed like a good idea. Mind you, I'd had a few when I bought the ticket.
You make it sound like a breath gap, Mr. Kramer.
Yeah, well, it's a bit like joining the Foreign Legion, isn't it?
No, I don't think so. This train passes through some of the most beautiful countryside in the world, apart from the most fascinating, from every possible angle.
Are you taking the ride to watch the scenery, then, love?
Not at all. Mine is a serious purpose.
Oh.
Well, I'm a student, you see. Graduate student of the London School of Economics. The experience will be invaluable.
Yeah.
Mine, of course, is a purely selfish motive.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. The train itself, you see. Old trains fascinate me, especially steam trains. I'm by way of being a train watcher.
Lovely. Anyone for a boiled sweet?
No, thank you.
You, love? What about you?
Oh, not for me, thank you.
14 days.
Yes, that's the usual duration of the journey.
It's a long time, isn't it?
The train will not be long now.
Oh, you said that half an hour ago.
The Trans-Siberian is never late. Except sometimes in the winter when the cold bends the tracks.
Look, can't we wait in the station?
You wish to go inside?
Yeah, out of this perishing jail.
I cannot understand your constant wish to be enclosed, Mr. Miles. Here in Siberia, we take advantage of the good weather the spring brings us.
You said something about a list of passengers.
Of course. We have scanned these very carefully. Naturally, the spy is not obvious. But there are three English passengers.
No Americans?
No. A little surprising.
Well, the English work for the Americans sometimes.
Yeah, that affair in Warsaw, you were involved in that, were you not? The English spy, what was his name?
Adam Blayton.
You did not exactly, how is the expression, cover yourself with glory on that occasion, did you, comrade?
It wasn't my fault.
It never is.
Now listen, Gamacon.
In fact, you are most fortunate that the commissariat have afforded you this chance to redeem yourself. There is natural suspicion of foreigners who work for the KGB. I, of course, do not share it. I have full confidence in you, Mr. Miles.
It wasn't my fault in Warsaw.
Would it not be fortuitous if the English had again sent this spy Adam Kane to conduct a mission against our missile site?
He's not on that train, is he?
His name does not appear on the passenger list.
Pity. I'd really like to meet Mr. Adam Kane. He's got a little something coming to him from 80 miles.
Our wait is over. Here is the Trans-Siberian Express.
Funny. I've been working for DI6 for a long time. Nearly all of that time, the place we talked about was Russia. Now, I had been to Russia before, to Moscow and Kiev, the European side. I knew the rest of it was big, but I had no idea just how big. The train moved east, past Omsk and into Siberia. I had nothing in my experience to compare it with. Forests of pine that stretched like a sea to the horizon. Cold, deserted stations. Remote snow-covered towns of ancient wooden buildings. And then the capital city of Siberia, Novosibirsk. And the first big shock.
Room for one more.
Are you booked in this compartment?
That's right. It says so right here on my ticket.
You're English, aren't you?
Well, if you count Battersea as part of England. My name's Eddie Miles.
Hello.
thin, lying on the back street pavement in Warsaw. Eddie Miles, the KGB's secret weapon. He had nothing to thank me for. I hoped the little man who made me look like someone else was a genius. I didn't feel all that secure. So I wandered into the corridor and watched the snowfield sliding past.
It's lovely, isn't it?
If snow's your thing.
The whole of it. The vastness of it. Well, isn't it awe-inspiring?
If you mean frightening, yeah.
We'll be in Irkutsk tonight. We stock over there. I'm really looking forward to that.
Nice place, is it?
It's on the shores of Lake Baikal.
Well, that's something special.
I thought at least you'd read the in-tourist pamphlet. The journey is pretty pointless unless you know what you're looking at.
Suppose you tell me about it.
Well, Lake Baikal is the deepest freshwater lake in the world. It has seals on it. Freshwater seals. The only place in the world.
It's pretty close to China, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Manchuria borders part of the lake. During the war with Japan, Russia tried to attack across the lake in winter.
Well, I thought it had been frozen over.
It was. They laid a railway track over the ice and tried to drive a troop train over.
What happened?
Well, the ice broke and the train sank. You haven't said a word to our new passenger.
No.
Quite a coincidence, the two of you.
What do you mean?
Well, the last thing you'd expect to find on the Trans-Siberian. Two Cockneys in the same compartment. Funny, wouldn't you say?
Hysterical. She was a snotty-nosed blue stocking from the London School of Economics. She wasn't bad to look at by a long way. Unless my stance had changed on the trip. The other bloke was a long, careful-looking nut who carried a battered old notebook around, jotting down numbers and names and facts. Every time he saw a steam engine, he'd go into a state of ecstasy, scribbling away and boring me with boring stories about boring steam engines. One of them was the DI-6 photographer. I hated Viv for not telling me which one. And now, Eddie Miles was with us, and we still had a long way to go.
Anyone for a fag? No? Well, nobody mind if I do. Lovely. Cozy, isn't it?
Beg your pardon?
Like the overnight to Manchester. Four Englishmen in a Russian train. Yeah, it's like an old joke. How's it go? There was an Englishman, an Englishman, and an Englishman, and a bird on a Trans-Siberian Express. Blimey, it wasn't that bad.
I thought it very amusing.
Oh. Oh, yeah. And, you. What did you think? What's the matter? Something wrong with him?
He was all right a moment ago. What's the matter, Mr. Kramer?
Losing my voice.
Ain't that pretty? It is pretty cold.
It's perishing.
I think it's rather bracing.
Did you say Kramer? Is that your name, Kramer?
Andrew Kramer, isn't it? He's also from London. Aren't you, Mr. Kramer?
Ah. Haven't we met before? Somewhere?
Don't think so.
Funny, there's something about you.
Kramer?
Yeah?
This is rather a nice hotel.
Yeah, nice enough.
Isn't the view quite splendid?
I don't know about your view. My room looks out over the shunting yard.
So does mine, but it's a wonderful view. You know I've recognized and annotated five steam units that I thought I'd only see in museums.
Yeah, that must be nice, William.
You're not taking the official tour of the city?
No, I've got an headache.
What a pity. But your voice seems to be better.
Here, now, if you'll excuse me.
Oh, do you think I might pop into your room for a second? Have a look at the yards from your balcony. You can have it there.
Now, look, mate.
Please, Mr. Kane. The room's bugged, of course.
Of course.
Well, you can't pick us up out here on the balcony. That man Miles,
is he? Yeah, KGB, and he knows me from another time. He hasn't recognised me yet.
Here are the films. Did you see the complex?
No.
Unmistakable. Factory buildings on the lake shore about 15 miles before we reached the town. I managed to get some very good shots of it.
Good.
I must give you the film. That man Miles watched me. camera was hidden, but if he's good, then he'll see me taking the pictures. I've abandoned the camera, so it should be safe enough. Rather a pity about him knowing you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you think he'll recognize you?
I don't know. Let's hope he don't.
Yeah. Let's hope so.
Miles?
Yes. I haven't seen him since we left Irkutsk.
Neither have I.
Nice and peaceful, isn't it?
It's a pity you didn't join the official tour of the city, Mr. Kramer. It was fascinating.
I had an headache.
Well, anyway, your voice seems better.
Yeah.
Your voice.
Now, look here. You can't just barge in here.
Do as he says, love.
Are you police?
Papers, lady.
Here. They're all in order.
You. Papers. Thank you. No, you. Papers.
Might as well say, please.
Mr. Markham.
Right.
Come.
Now, look here.
Come.
Yes, I can't.
Please. No, no. You can't do that. What are you doing?
Thank you, ladies, gentlemen. A pleasant journey.
What's going to happen to him?
I don't know.
He must do something.
Like what?
Complain to somebody. Well, the inspector, there must be somebody.
Listen, sweetheart, that lot was from the KGB. You heard of the KGB?
The secret political police?
Right. Our train watching mate is in bad trouble, but if we'd have tried to interfere, then we'll be in the same sort of trouble. Do yourself a favour and watch the scenery.
Hello, you've been saving my seat for me, have you?
Dicey. Markham was clean, so they probably wouldn't hold him for long. At least I hoped they wouldn't. But my problem was the little canister of film hiding in the lining of my overcoat. If Eddie Miles had me picked up, then it wasn't going to be so easy, and I didn't like the way he kept looking at me.
What part of London are you from, then?
Chelsea.
Nah, not with that voice.
Chelsea's where I live.
Yeah. Posh. Well, I'm going out for a fag. You coming?
No, thank you.
I think you are.
What do you think you're doing?
Invite you outside for fag, mate. You turn me down and I shoot you straight between the eyes. What's it gonna be? There. A bit parky out here on the balcony. But it saves a mess when I shoot you.
You've got mad.
I don't think so. There's something about you, Mr. Kramer. You're in with a little bird who was taking nasty pictures near the lake, aren't you?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know you, mate. I don't know your name, but you're wrong. All wrong. I've got this feeling. Now, you tell me what it's all about or I shoot you. Got it?
Can I have that tag?
Yeah, if it helps.
Didn't give me time to bring mine.
Here. Hey, one of these.
The gun. Come on. Come on, Eddie Miles.
That's it.
Clay, you're Adam. Clay.
Right, come on, Eddie.
No, let me. No,
Eddie, I'll go. Go over. No. Mr. Kramer, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Where's Mr.?
He dropped out for some fresh air.
I had to find help. This gentleman was very kind.
What?
My name is Galgamikov. I would like to search your baggage, if you don't mind, Mr. Kramer. This is the harbor of Sovietskaya.
Very nice.
The end of your journey. We have searched Mr. Markham. He does not appear to be guilty of spying, and he will be released in due course.
And me?
You too, Mr. Kramer. I apologize for the inconvenience. You do not appear to be a spy.
Of course not.
Then you may board your ship for Japan. Bon voyage. And next time, perhaps, you will not be quite so lucky.
We'll be sailing in a minute.
Oh, hello.
I'm very glad they let you go.
Yeah, they couldn't find anything on me. Now they let me go.
You seem surprised about that, Mr. Kane.
Oh, blimey.
Your overcoat is in my cabin, complete with film. I think Mr. Devenish is going to be pleased.
You know about me all the time.
Well, of course. Devenish planned this operation very carefully. He wouldn't risk it with only two agents. There had to be a cover.
In your cabin?
That's right. It's quite safe.
Let's go down and make sure, then. What'd you say, lad?
My Name is Adam Kane is written by Dale Cutts and directed by Margaret Heal.
My name's Adam Kane.